You're listening to WKCO Heaven. This is Wild Weekend. I am DJ Easy Eargasm, delivering the easiest, sleaziest eargasms since 2004. For those of you who are good at mental math or have a piece of scrap paper on hand, that is 7 years of eargasms, relentless, unstoppable. Got a very special show tonight. I've got some highlights, I've got some comedy bits, I've got some music for you. It's going to be an extra special, jam-packed, the best Wild Weekend you've ever heard. So get ready, get prepared, stay tuned in, turned on, and locked in. Wild Weekend, hit it. Welcome back, everybody. DJ Easy Eargasm, you're listening to Wild Weekend. That was, of course, Teen Generate with my theme song, Wild Weekend. So glad you could join me here today. We have got a doozy on our hands. Now, recently, I attempted to make an episode of Wild Weekend, and things got a little bit too wild. It got out of hand. I invited two very close friends and experienced and renowned DJs to come into my parents' basement to record an extra special episode of Wild Weekend, which we named Whiskey Talk. Now, the theme of Whiskey Talk is going to be kind of like a morning, you know, one of those morning shows like Good Day America. I don't know. I don't watch this stuff, but you know what I mean. One of these morning shows, but instead of coffee, we're going to be drinking whiskey. We're going to be discussing current events. We had some friends stop by. And it was, you know, supposed to be very family friendly, very, very genial. And, well, let's just say the whiskey poured a little too much. Yeah, DJ Easy Eargasm. I never claimed to be a role model. And sometimes I, too, engage in the devil's dandruff. No. That's not right. The devil's, what do you call alcohol? The devil's sweat. Anyway, it rapidly devolved, and a lot of the content was borderline insane, somewhat unusable, but I'm telling you, there are absolute gems buried underneath the muck. And things got a little out of hand. It ended in some sort of weird photo session that made Robert Mapplethorpe look like Ansel Adams. It's a photography joke. Philistines. But anywho, I've assembled a sample. Now you listen to some of these samples. If you like what you hear, I'm going to post the full one up too. You can go and listen to that. It's the best of both worlds. I'm warning you now. I'm warning you now. Okay, that full whiskey talk, that is for true fans only. Only for the courageous and brave. Now, let's get down to our first clip. As I said, it was a morning show. We were drinking some whiskey. We were having some fun, just hanging out. And one of my old friends stopped by, an old Southern gentleman that I had met in Thailand when I went traveling there. As many of my listeners know, I have dabbled in Asia. I have experience there. I was in Thailand. I met an old expatriate who's from the deep south of America. He was on the border of Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, New Orleans, in that border area. And his name was Colonel Sassafras. Now, Colonel Sassafras, as his name might suggest, is a little bit sassy, a little bit crotchety. And he kind of revealed some of his darker predilections and a little bit of his true character, as you will soon hear. So enjoy this first clip from the archives from the this is a lost bit, something that might have remained on the cutting room floor. This is Colonel Sassafras introducing himself to me and my co-hosts, which were DJ Rococo de Gallo and DJ The Circumstance. So enjoy.
Now, y'all know David Bowie. Me and him were in some fantastic orgies down in the Louisiana Bayou.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
Was that during his phase when he only consumed cocaine and milk?
Yes, yeah, he was the
Because,
thin white Duke.
they say you are what you eat. And he really began to
Well, in
resemble a
his
line
case,
of
it was more
cocaine.
like you eat what you are, if you know what I mean. I think y'all do. I think y'all
I think
do.
I do. All right, let's delve into the real Colonel Sassafras. Colonel
Delve,
Sassafras,
delve, delve, delve.
what
Delve
turn
computer, am I right, honey? You know what I'm talking about.
what turns you on?
What turns me off is the question, and the answer is nothing. You got anything else in there?
You're
Cubic?
a sick, sick fuck.
Yeah, you got
I
sexy,
wish
sexy socks. What is that? Is that black? I like that.
they're Hanes.
Ooh, they sure are. What else you got for me there, big boy?
Well,
Can't catch a tongue.
yeah, I'm afraid so. Among other things.
Well, look the sound of that. Oh my, my.
Well,
I
I
don't
bet.
usually get sassafras, but I say I've been beating at my own game, if you know what I mean,
Well, I
listeners.
bet you do.
Uh-oh, gotta go, bye.
Now, later on, we found out that this Colonel Sassafras had a pretty colorful romantic past. Turns out his former paramour was none other than the lead singer of the Vaselines, a fantastic Scottish punk band, and her name was Frances Mackay. Now, out of pure happenstance and circumstance, as one of our co-DJs would have liked to say, Frances Mackay was in studio as another special guest of Wild Weekend, Whiskey Talk. When she came in and saw the pure white starched suit of Colonel Sassafras, the sparks flew so high that they burned a 10-story building of love. And also, there was music. Take a listen. I think you'll see what I'm talking about.
Fresh from Scotland. And here
Hey!
she is.
Hello, everybody! It's
Hello,
me, Frances
Frances.
McKay! What are you doing here, you fat bastard? Is that who I think it is? Is that Colonel Fookin' Sassafras? Is it now?
Why, yes.
No.
Colonel Sassafras, I haven't seen ye for many a year. And look at ye, fat and white as the day I first met ye. Well, Colonel Sassafras, I've been dreaming of this moment for night and day for nigh 40 years since the last time we met. 'Tis I, Frances Mackay. Do you remember me, love?
Oh, say, I haven't seen her. You sure are a pretty lady, but I don't think I've ever met a flower as sweet as you now, darling.
Oh, I can assure you, you have. Twee, twee, was way back in Edenshire, wee bit 30 years ago. I was in my original band, the Pennyflowers. And you saw me. You invited me afterwards to your bar to the sex dungeon. Do you remember Sassafras, do you?
Well, I have some hazy recollection, but perhaps if there was some sort of musical element, I could better be reacquainted with the particular tale that you are telling.
Hey, but it just so happens, Sassafras, that I've got such a tale for you right now. Now, DJ Rococo de Gale, if you wouldn't mind preparing me a guitar.
Well, I say this is highly unusual. I said highly unusual.
Well, here you go, Francis.
Hey, thank you. And there's it's my lyric sheet.
Tuned up.
Ah, sure. Now, Sassafras, I'm dedicating this one to you. And if you feel like joining in, I think you're just better. So anyway, I'm gonna begin.
Well, I say, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
A tale, and I'll tell it for free, about a southern gent who sailed the seas, brought this gal right down to her knees, Sassafras and me.
Well, I remember when we first met, you're no bigger than a Yankee's pet, your eyes were wider than a June bug in June, Sassafras and you.
Dressed in white with black cock rings, you said I really like the way you sing. You check out my sexual dungeon, Sassafras and me.
Blue was love at first fuck, and this I knew. Played baby and rape and hot Carl too. Why your pussy was tighter than the wall of a Jew, Sassafras and you.
Satisfied, I felt so pleased I could have died. But you left in the morning with no notes supplied, Sassafras and me.
Well, I'm loving and leaving, I've always been. I was hurt once, so never again. Relationships are so painful, man. Sassafras and you.
I treat you right, love you till the morning light. I peg you all fucking night, oh, I'd fuck you right. Sassafras and me.
Well, maybe I can make an exception. Seems old Sassy's got an erection, you know what I'm saying? A hard one. Let's give this crazy thing a shot. Sassafras and you.
We are together at last, loving and learning and having a blast. I'm so glad that it's Francis and Sassafras.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is heartwarming. I think.
I say,
we just saw two lovers reconnecting.
I say, Francis, I had no idea you felt this way.
That was really touching, wasn't it? I thought so. You don't really want to use the word touching and sassafras in the same sentence. Usually leads to trouble and occasionally lawsuits and a national day of remembrance in Thailand. Now, Sassafras wasn't the only colorful character to grace the DJ Easy Eargasm studio of my parents' basement. We also had a visit, strangely enough, from a time-traveling flapper. Now, she came in, her name was Fanny Mae, and we have me and DJ Rococo de Gallo, the male voice you heard there, had a very interesting talk with her about cigarettes and the 1920s. Please, I invite you to put your ear as close as possible to the nearest sound-producing orifice and listen to this. DJ The Circumstance has disappeared, possibly to go to the bathroom, and in her place is now a real-life flapper.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name, flapper?
My name is Fannie Mae, the flapper.
Well, excuse you.
Well, that was very unladylike, and flappers were very unladylike. Why don't you tell us about that?
Tell us more about how unladylike you are.
Well, let me tell you.
How many cigarettes did you smoke?
Today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
In the 20s.
In the 20s.
On a given day.
You smoked 20 cigarettes in a given day.
20 cigarettes during the 20s for 20 days straight.
That's a lot of listeners. Yeah, you do the math.
Whoa, no. Jinx.
Oh, shit. I can't talk for the rest of my podcast.
Unless I say your name.
That's true.
How many times do I have to say it?
20.
Thrice?
I think thrice will suffice. DJ Easy Eargasm. DJ Easy Eargasm. DJ Easy Eargasm.
That's me. Say my name three times and I appear in the present. And not in a past comedic bit I was doing. So that is going to be it from Whiskey Talk. You can all breathe a sigh of relief. If you enjoyed that, there is a lot more craziness and weird characters like that in the full version. I invite all of you to go listen to it, and you can a really, really kind of sad old person drops by. That's a little bit more depressing than funny. You can see more of Colonel Sassafras. Francis Mackay will answer some questions. And we actually do discuss, I think, two current events. And both poorly. But please, please do go and listen to that. I want to thank DJ Rococo de Gallo and DJ The Circumstance for coming by and shooting the scuttlebutt, as DJ de Gallo called it. And I invite them back anytime to the DJ Easy Eargasm Studios, a.k.a. my parents' basement. We're going to take a brief music break. And when we come back, I got a couple more clips for you and some other surprises. So stay tuned, stay turned on, keep locked in. You're listening to Wild Weekend, WKCO Heaven. I am the one, the only, the inimitable, the inimical DJ Easy Eargasm. Mwah.
We'll be right back. her daddy from her. It was a bottle train that took her mama too. And that high loud whistle made her horse run away. But the straw that broke the camel's back was you. It was a government train that took away her childhood. It was a KKK that took away her past. It was a white man's will that hers be broken. But that barefoot girl could run too fast. Because the world's too cold for a girl like that. With a blackfoot soul and a cowboy hat. Everything she loved went down the dragon track. She had fear of trains. In the deep fields of Montana, she's always coming on dead rails to break the plow and whisper honey. Found the lid is bound to fail. In her park in San Francisco, her mama shrinks about the board. And down the dead rails there's an echo. The wind is whistling all aboard. Because the world's too cold for a girl like that. With a blackfoot soul and a cowboy hat. Everything she loved went down the dragon track. She had fear of trains. It was the wagon train that took away her country. It was the oil train that took away her land. And she could have been the battle of the Ponderosa. But that was not the fat man's plan. Because the world's too cold for a girl like that. With a blackfoot soul and a cowboy hat. Everything she loved went down the dragon track. She had fear of trains. Fear of train.
yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame till one dream appears and love is its name.
Song. That is, of course, Nancy Sinatra, daughter of the world's biggest asshole, with "You Only Live Twice." That's from the James Bond film of the same name. Before that, we had Meat Puppets with "I Split Myself in Two." That's off of Meat Puppets 2. And before that, we had one of my favorite bands, the Magnetic Fields, with "Fear of Trains." And that's off of their sort of travel-themed record, "Charm of the Highway Strip." I love the Magnetic Fields. As anybody who's ever spent enough time with me will tell you, I probably made them sick by either playing one on acoustic guitar laying around or in a CD player. Oh, we got a siren. This is Washington Heights. There's also been a snowpocalypse recently. Bear with me. Sorry about that, everybody. This is a more professional program. I'd probably re-record this intro. I want you to feel the vibrancy, man. There's no editing. Straight from the horse's mouth. That horse, of course, none other than yours, DJ Easy Eargasm, the social ectoplasm, covered in the miasm of success. Let's get back to the program here. Maybe I should re-record this. Should I? I've already said so much though. This is just like whiskey talk. There's gold buried in this garbage. That's really the issue of podcasting. I love it though. Thanks again to WKCO Heaven. Big shout out. Of course, starting us off was BBQ with "Waddling Around." Oh, that's a good song. That's off a Tire Noose solo album. He's not working with King Khan there. I like his solo album better. He, of course, the Montreal one-man band, BBQ. So good. Please check out his stuff. You've probably heard his collaborations with King Khan, but his solo stuff is even better. And I had the pleasure of seeing him live once in Shanghai. Apparently, he looked very sullen the whole time. Both of the, he and King Khan, I saw both of them. They came on about 45 minutes late. And apparently they had gotten into some legal trouble in India over magic mushrooms. King Khan had some had very nice toenails, and he put his foot on my friend's head for the entirety of the show. She was actually honored by it, so different strokes. I don't like feet on me. Sounded very panicked, like there was a foot on me right now. No, just in general, I don't like feet on me. I like one-man bands. I think they're cool. Anyway, so that was the music, first music portion. We're going to move on from Whiskey Talk, whose well has been pretty much tapped. And I'm going to play some other stuff, some odd bits that I couldn't fit in other shows or were laying around the DJ Easy Orgasm studio collecting sonic dust. It's covered with aural dust. I had to blow and blow, huff and puff, to get it off, to bring it to you, my loyal, glistening listeners. Fasten your seatbelts. This next clip is actually not from Wild Weekend, but something I taped off at NPR because I thought you guys might enjoy it. It's actually from Fresh Air, and you know what? Terry Gross sounds a little sick here. I think she maybe was coming down with something. But I taped this off NPR. I hope this doesn't violate any kind of intellectual property. It's not very intellectual, so that might help. Please, get ready for Terry Gross and Fresh Air. Thank you.
Hello, this is Terry Gross, and you're listening to All Things Considered. Topic of this next conversation is flashing. Everyone's doing it, and nobody likes it. We're joined by commentator DJ Crazy Pants. DJ.
How you doing, everybody? Yeah, it's me, DJ. I'm not a DJ, just to clarify. I know a lot of people on this radio station are. My name is actually Daniel James, DJ for short. How's everybody doing out there?
We're great. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. Literally.
Well, I see. And I don't like it.
Terry, you're such a cut-up.
I know. Well, let's get down to it. So, DJ, how long have you been flashing?
Oh, I'd say about 40 years now. Whoa, it's been a wild ride.
40 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of people have you flashed?
Why, I'm an equal opportunity flasher. I flashed everyone from my 4-year-old next-door neighbor to the crossing guard outside of Wendy's.
Wow, you are truly an accomplished flasher.
Yeah, an American patriot, yeah.
Wow. And tell me this, I think we're all curious to know, How did you get in to flashing?
Well, it's a really funny and long story.
Uh-huh.
You see, it all started about 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, back then, I was a crossing guard for school, volunteering to get some, get some extracurriculars.
Right.
It looks good on the college application.
Right.
Now, one day it was pretty windy out, and I was standing by a tree, and as I was waving over the next group
across
the... All
right, let me just stop you right there. Just tell me this. Do people like it?
Do people like what?
Do people like when you flash them?
Of course they don't. Why would they? It's terrible. Oh, it looks like a forest fire down there.
Do you have any regret of what you've done? Pain you've caused people, and for your shortfalls and shortcomings as a successful flasher.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned my recent success. I did win the Flashies. As far as regret, perhaps I have one. If I had one regret, it's that I didn't flash enough children.
Another colorful character being interviewed by the master, Terry Gross, who, of course, is my role model and radio hero. Well, I model my cadence after her. So how did it feel? How did it feel, Gene Simmons, to record the greatest hits album? People, if you are fans of NPR, go on the internet. You're friends of NPR. If you're friends of, if you're fans of Fresh Air, go on the internet and search for Terry Gross's interview with Gene Simmons of Kiss. It will blow your mind. I've never sympathized with Terry Gross before until that interview. Now, our last clip is actually a special guest that I was able to interview. A lot of these clips have been other people interviewing other people, with DJ Easy Eargasm conspicuously absent. I made myself a background player until now. Now I'm taking the center stage as a notable interlocutor. Now here, I actually interviewed a man from across the pond, a man very familiar with all the royal doings and goings-on that have been gripping the tabloids recently. DJ Easy Eargasm is not one to shy away from such sensationalism, as you shall soon see. Please enjoy this next one, my interview with Mr. Fuzzlebottom. I was able to secure a very special guest for you all tonight. Now, you all know DJ Easy Eargasm's purse strings are not so long as to be able to obtain royalty, but I did get the next best thing. I got Charlie Fuzzlebottom, the official friend of the Prince. Charlie, welcome to the program. Welcome to Wild Weekend.
Hello.
It's great to have you here. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
Is that khaki?
Oh, yes.
Right. And what are you on here to promote? Why don't you tell everybody about what you're on the publicity tour for? What are you making the rounds
of? Well, I'm here promoting my new novel called I Know the Prince Better Than You.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somewhat of a biography about my relations to the Prince and our friendship that was curtailed short due to his engagements, his nuptials, if you will.
That's right. The Prince recently got engaged to a Miss Kate Middleton after years of waiting.
Yes, well, I knew her when she was a slut.
That's not very nice of you, Charlie Fuzzlebottom.
It's true. Now, it's true.
I'm guessing that perhaps their relationship caused your falling out. Is that true, or...?
I wouldn't put it like that.
Oh, well, how would you put it, sir?
No, it was not the relationship. Listen, my history with the royals, I've known this all my life. You know, it's like, we have a house in the Swiss Alps that we go skiing to every winter, and it's just a fact. It's a fact.
Right.
And, you know, I don't talk about these things, you know, like she does.
Okay.
You know, she calls me a classist, and I look at me, and I'm revitalizing, you know, the royalty in London, the blue bloods, but she doesn't know what it is to be a blue blood because she doesn't go skiing in Switzerland. And I do, and I know what it's like, and she doesn't.
Charlie Fuzzlebottom, you got pretty excited there at the end. Speaking of the end, we are just about there, my friends, just about there. There'll be another episode coming very shortly. I know, please excuse the, I know, you wait so long and then you get a clip show, right? But hey, you dum-dums, it was all new clips. So it was really like new content. So quit your grumbling. During these clips, I've written the second part to the short story that you're all waiting eagerly for the second part of. It's not the conclusion. The second part of what happens to Pastor Pastafonso. We'll soon find out. And we'll have some more guests stop by. And we're going to be debuting a new feature called Adcademic. And also, I'm going to be doing question and answer again. So it's really going to be a packed full episode next time. I hope to see you there. I'd like to end this session on a joke and a thought. First, the joke. What do you call the sex organ of an enormous woman? A vagiant. Thank you. And now a thought. That's also kind of a joke. You guys have all seen the ads, or maybe you've seen the actual film, but at least you've probably seen the ads for the latest Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro flick, as Kevin Smith would call it, his latest film called Little Fockers. The last film, I think, was called Meet the Fockers, and you know there's going to be another sequel. They're probably going to have Fockers in the title. So I have a pretty good idea. I think that they should make, for their next sequel, they should get Catherine Bigelow to direct it. I think they should call it The Hurt Focker. Have it take place in Iraq. You'll have all sorts of awkward family interactions among suicide bombings. And it will probably be slightly less painful than the last movie. With that, my, you eargasmers, I don't know what to call you guys, followers of my program. Eargasmics? I like that. All right, eargasmics, I'm signing off. It was so wonderful to be delivered into your succulent, slightly hairy ear holes once again. I look forward to a return trip. I'm buying my ticket now. Will you be there waiting for me with flowers and so much chocolate? One can only hope. This is DJ Easy Eargasm, signing off. You've been listening to Wild Weekend, generously hosted on WKCO Heaven, Graveyard of the Greats. You can join me in a couple weeks. I'll be back with all new material. I love you all very, very much. Now put your ears very up close to the sound-producing orifice. As I say, good night.
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too? Has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Oh, it's you, 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 you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like amorous lovebirds do, you made my world seem new. Feel like I'm 17 again. You make everything beautiful seem true. I can't wait to go to sleep and dream again, 'cause every dream I dream is a dream of dreamy little you. Has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Why it's you, 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 you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like amorous lovebirds do, who made my world seem new. is you, 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 you. You make the world go round, the sun go up and down, the flowers bloom in May, the children laugh and play. Shall we choose the day? Ooh, has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue, for it's you.